If you believe God for a miracle and you know we can do the impossible, shout yeah.
You're listening to the Climbing Higher radio broadcast with Bishop Eric A. Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
Paul says, we have to stand against the methods of the devil. That's how he does the things that he does. How does the devil beguile us? By hitting us in these three areas. 1 John chapter 2, verses 15 through 17 tells us the tools and the areas of influence. All that is in the world, pride of life, lust of the eye, lust of the flesh. That's where all sin emanates. Pride of life, lust of the eye. Pride of life says, look at me. Lust of the eye says, that's what I want. Lust of the flesh says, it's got to make me feel good. You don't ever see a commercial extolling the benefits of broccoli. You don't see a half-dressed woman serving broccoli to her man. But you see him serving liquor. Bugle Boy Jeans wanted an ad campaign. And so they had a man stand up on a street corner with some Bugle Boy jeans that were slightly not his size. And the beautiful woman comes up in a sports car, top rolled down, sunny day. She pulls up and says, are those Bugle Boy jeans? And he says, yes. She said, get in. What message does that send to the average man? If I get me some Bugle Boy jeans, I'm getting me a woman to stop and say, ooh. They had Beyonce do an ad for some perfume. They spread her hair out, put her in this dress that was extremely low cut, but cleverly designed so it didn't show actual bosoms, just the V-line, and had her laying there with the perfume. What's that going to tell women? If I wear this perfume, I'm going to look like Beyonce. No, you ain't. And I don't say that to be insulting, but that's how Madison Avenue works. They get to your what? They get to your what? Because the mind really is the center of your existence. That's why Jesus says you ought to love God with your mind. It becomes an area of eternal consequence. Once the devil gets access to your mind, you're in trouble. If the devil can get access to your mind, you are in trouble. Watch this. Go to Philippians real quick. Real quick. Listen to what Paul says, Philippians chapter 4, verse 6. Be careful for nothing. That means don't worry about anything. Why shouldn't you worry? Why shouldn't you worry? Because you can't do anything about it. My dear friend, Pastor Lupton, sometimes when he and I would work out in the gym and he would see me sitting there on the bench and I would be a little anxious about things and he would say, Elder, why are you paying tolls for bridges you didn't cross yet? I get up and hug him. Man, you all right with me. It makes sense, doesn't it? How many of you are worried about paying a toll on a Pennsylvania Turnpike this afternoon? Because you're not going to be on there. People say, ooh, it's terrible in Afghanistan. I ain't concerned about Afghanistan. I'm not going. Say, well, never say never. The Lord might send you. No, he won't. We got a deal. He ain't sending me to Afghanistan. And that's the part of the deal. So we shouldn't worry. Here's what Paul says. He said, be careful for nothing, but in everything. And you notice the everything in the King James is two words. In everything. He said, by prayer and supplication, along with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. He said, let your requests be made known unto God. Let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God. This word peace is the word irene. In the Old Testament, the word peace is shalom. And shalom doesn't just mean the absence of anxiety and tranquility. It means prosperity, health. So they would greet one another with the word shalom. And then there's a response. And that's why Jerusalem is called Jerusalem. It's been shortened to Salem, Jerusalem. It meant city of peace. Once you entered into that city, you found health, happiness, prosperity. You found all the good things of God. Okay? And so the response would be Baruch Lashai Shalom. In other words, and to you God gives peace. It's like when we come to somebody and say, praise the Lord, the response should be, the Lord be praised. But we just say, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. It doesn't make sense. If you're going to do it right. Listen, he says, and the peace of God which passes understanding. What does that mean? It means that God's peace goes against your understanding. Paul is literally saying that if God is giving you peace, people won't understand how you have it. This room should be filled with peace, even when crazy stuff is going on. See, again, it goes back to sovereignty. If I believe that God is in control, then I don't worry about Hurricane Joaquin. If I believe that God is in control, I don't worry about the pink slip that's been threatening me for the past. Because Job says, the Lord gives and the Lord takes away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. If I believe that God is in control, watch. You actually think that I'm in charge of everything at this church? You actually think that? Because if somebody does something, you'll say, how can Pastor Lambert let them do it? You forget that I'm not omniscient. I don't know everything. Just because somebody abuses the responsibility that I give them doesn't mean I know it. So rather than sit there and demonize my efforts, bring the person to me. I said, bring the person, not the accusation. I made a covenant with God last week. I said, Father, from now on, I'm not entertaining any more conversations about people without the person being there. So I'm letting everybody know, don't bring me anything about anybody if you can't say it in front of their face. That's going to be my new rule. And you'll find it'll work a whole lot better. That's good. I'm glad you all agree. Didn't matter if I'm glad you all agree. God bless you. It shows growth. I'm proud of you. If you're truly offended, you can bring the person and say, Pastor, I need your help here now. You know, Martin said so-and-so. He did so-and-so. And you have to be willing to be wrong. You may hear, oh, wow. I didn't even see it that way. I'm sorry, Pastor Martin. I'm sorry. I was wrong. I misjudged you. You see what I'm saying? Because what is God looking for? God is looking for unity. He's looking for peace. And you're not going to have it holding an individualized grudge and then just bringing it to me. I can't become the dumping ground for all toxic material. I love you dearly, but I cannot become the dumping ground for toxic material. I'm not a radioactive person. I don't even like microwaves. Watch this. He says, and the peace of God, which defies your human understanding, it says, shall keep your hearts and your minds. And that word keep is the word garrison. And what Paul is saying is that the peace of God literally stations itself around your what? Around your what? Around your what? Lord, when we get into this, it's going to blow your mind, because there are three references in the Word of God that speak to these areas. We see here that the peace of God will keep your mind. There's another passage that we'll see later when we get to heart, where it talks about God keeping your heart. Then it talks about God setting a watch over your lips. Why is it that God, these are the only three areas that God seems to deal with? Because these are the eternal areas that will affect you for the rest of your existence, and they will affect you into eternity. Because the Bible says every word that we speak, we will give account for it in eternity. The Bible says some of us will even lose rewards for things that we say. You can go out and smoke a pack of Marlboros and not lose your reward, but say the wrong thing, think the wrong thing, act the wrong way. And according to 1 Corinthians 3, your works can be burned up. See, the devil's got you looking at liquor and cigarettes. And those things don't take you to hell. Jesus said it's not what comes in your body that takes you to hell. He said it's the stuff that comes out of you. Notice what he says. He says, for out of the heart.
For a copy of the message you just heard in its entirety, call 215-885-2585. And when ordering, request ID number
10115A.
Today's message is available on CD for $9 and DVD for $16. The Climbing Higher TV broadcast can be seen on WBPH TV 60, Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m. To attend Bethel Sunday services, join us at 2929 West Cheltenham Avenue at 7:30 a.m., 11:30 a.m., and 6 p.m., with prayer and Bible study being held every Wednesday beginning at 7 p.m. For more information, visit us on the web at www.betheldeliverance.org. Thank you for tuning in to the Climbing Higher broadcast with Bishop Eric A. Lambert, Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
Exciting news! Bethel has gone prime time. Bethel's broadcast schedule now includes WTVE Channel 51 Sunday evenings at 9 p.m. Our regular broadcast will continue on WPPH Channel 50s on Sunday evenings at 7:30 p.m. and Monday through Friday, 7:30 a.m. Tune in to get a word from the Lord. Pray.